China has been dredging reefs in the South China Sea for more than a year, building harbors and installations some believe could be used for military purposes. But Beijing isn't alone in creating outposts. Has island building in the South China Sea become the new norm? Hey everyone, I'm Steve Miller. This past May, that of 2016, the Hague's Permanent Court of Arbitration ruled on a case brought by the Philippines against China's vast claims in the South China Sea. The court found no historical evidence that supported Beijing's territorial claims to the region. China said the court had no jurisdiction to rule on the case, and in recent weeks, vessels have been spotted near the Scarborough Shoal, raising the possibility that Beijing may attempt to build in the area. Taiwan also took issue with the ruling, for the court deemed Itu Aba as a rock and not an island. And the distinction between a rock and an island is an important one as well. According to UNCLOS, the United Nations Convention on Law of the Sea, rocks are entitled to 12 nautical miles of territorial waters, while islands produce a 200 nautical mile exclusive economic zone, or EEZ. And an EEZ gives the rights holder access to fish, oil, natural gas, and whatever else may be present. On September 21st, Taiwan's Defense Ministry requested Google to blur satellite images of 4 3-pronged structures arranged in a semicircle just off the northwestern shoreline of Itu Aba. Some experts say that the new structures appear to be new military installations, and that landmass also boasts an airstrip and a port that can dock 3,000-ton frigates. What is it that Taiwan hopes to achieve by further developing its facilities there? John Minnick, senior East Asia analyst with Stratfor.
I think that there is a legitimate, you know, interest on Taiwan's part in making sure that, especially as China builds up its own sort of infrastructure in the Spratly Islands and throughout the South China Sea, that Taiwan's, in a certain sense, keeping up with the game. I think that there's an element in Taiwan's part of just making sure that Taiwan doesn't fall behind its primary competition.
Scott Harold, associate director of the RAND Corporation's Center for Asia-Pacific Policy, notes Taiwan didn't react favorably to the Permanent Court of Arbitration's ruling that Itu Aba was a rock, and that the activity there shows that the current Tsai administration actively will protect its claim. With China, Taiwan, and Vietnam building in the South China Sea, has this type of activity now become routine? Harold says that not all construction activities are equal.
The Taiwan and Vietnamese examples are ones where they've done some marginal maintenance and repairs by shoring up eroded sea areas around the coasts of these facilities, and certainly putting some capabilities and some installations onto these features. But what China has done is, you know, de novo create out of whole cloth new land features that didn't exist before. So I think in that sense, we have not seen Vietnam, Taiwan, the Philippines, Malaysia, or Brunei do what China has done in the South China Sea.
John Minnick adds,
certainly the Philippines and Vietnam must be looking at Chinese activity in the South China Sea and thinking that, you know, what China is doing conflicts with their own national interests. And I think that both countries have a strong interest in ensuring that China doesn't get too far ahead of them in terms of its actual infrastructural capacity in the region.
The 2002 South China Sea Code of Conduct says nations wouldn't complicate or escalate disputes and refrain from action of inhabiting on presently uninhabited islands, reefs, shoals, caves, and other features. However, Scott Harold notes,
the code of conduct was something that has been violated for a long time and was hopefully going to lead to a permanent code of conduct. I think that that has been shown to be an approach that China has thoroughly abandoned and rendered inoperable through its actions.
If the code of conduct is inoperable and China continues to build in the region, then Harold says other countries may then choose to further fortify their claims. That will do it for this week. And if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends. And don't forget, you can get the podcast delivered to you automatically by subscribing in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Don't forget to connect with us on our Facebook page, VOA Now, Thank you so much for joining me this week. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.